SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, kekasaran saat mengemudi seringkali dapat berkembang menjadi agresi di jalan. Bisakah Anda mengenali tanda-tanda mengemudi agresif? Dan tahukah Anda cara terbaik menangani insiden kemarahan di jalan? Atau bagaimana pengaruhnya terhadap asuransi mobil Anda? Dalam episode Australia Explain kali ini, kami akan mengeksplorasi standar mengemudi yang aman dan bertanggung jawab di Australia dan langkah-langkah apa yang harus diambil jika Anda atau orang yang Anda cintai terlibat dalam insiden kemarahan di jalan atau road rage. Laporan ini disusun oleh Zoe Tomaido. Merasa marah, lelah, terganggu, atau stres adalah kondisi pikiran yang umum terjadi, namun hal itu dapat mengganggu keselamatan berkendara. Mengemudi secara agresif seringkali dipicu oleh perasaan marah atau frustrasi saat mengemudi. Associate Professor James Kirby dari Fakultas Psikologi Universitas Queensland mengidentifikasi beberapa faktor yang dapat memicu kemarahan di jalan.
I mean, there could be certain individual factors about the person. You might hold some kind of prejudice or stereotype. They could be things like the gender of the person or what they look like, perhaps older than us, for example. Other factors like time pressure is a big one. People who are rushing from one place to another, if something delays them in the traffic, that can be a trigger to road rage. Believing that people are doing something on the road deliberately to you, they deliberately cut me off is a good example.
Contoh kemarahan di jalan yang paling umum digambarkan dalam laporan media adalah ketika pengemudi keluar dari mobilnya untuk berkelahi. Namun, seperti apa yang disampaikan oleh Profesor Kirby, hal ini merupakan akhir ekstrim dari serangkaian perilaku mengemudi yang agresif yang berkisar dari pelecehan verbal hingga pelanggaran lalu lintas. Apa yang sering menyebabkan perilaku marah di jalanan dengan akibat berkendara secara tidak aman adalah kontrol yang salah yang dilakukan oleh pengemudi.
One of the difficulties with road rage, it can actually make us feel like at that point that we even got greater control of our driving. When we're angry, we're very focused. We're trying to get the person who was the transgressor. We can at those times believe falsely that we've got exceptional driving ability, which can further motivate the risky driving behavior. So there is that problem, of course, the sense that we believe we've got more superior skill than the other drivers on the road.
Perilaku kemarahan di jalan yang umum terjadi antara lain dengan sengaja mengerem atau memperlambat kecepatan secara tiba-tiba untuk mengganggu atau menghalangi orang lain, mengejar kendaraan lain, mengebut secara berkelebihan, menyalakan dan mematikan lampu untuk membuat pengemudi lain menyingkir dan mengekor. James Williams adalah kepala kebijakan di Royal Automobile Club di Victoria atau RAV. Ia menjelaskan apa yang disebut sebagai tailgating atau mengekor, karena menurut data dari polisi, ulah tersebut telah menyebabkan dikeluarkannya denda terhadap sekitar 2.000 pelanggaran di negara bagian Victoria.
With tailgating, it's not about a specific number of centimeters or distance between one vehicle and the next, because obviously it comes down to context and what's happening in the road situation. But it's when you are too close to the car in front of you for a sustained period of time. It is defined in the law as the failure to drive a sufficient distance behind a vehicle.
Kemarahan di jalan bukanlah suatu pelanggaran, namun tindakan yang terkait dengan mengemudi agresif yang membahayakan keselamatan akan dikenakan sanksi. Pelaku tailgating di Victoria dapat dikenakan denda hingga $248 dan kehilangan demerit points. Jika Anda berada di tengah-tengah insiden kemarahan di jalan raya, penting untuk memprioritaskan keselamatan. Demikian penjelasan dari Williams.
So for example, if it escalates to a point where the motorist is being followed, whether there is assault or violence towards them. In those sorts of really serious road rage incidents, it's really important that if you feel unsafe or unfit to drive, that you contact police and get yourself to a safe place, and certainly to report dangerous driving and seek that support if you need it.
Saat menghadapi potensi situasi kemarahan di jalan, sangat penting untuk tetap tenang dan mengambil langkah-langkah untuk meredakan ketegangan sebelum meningkat. Jika Anda mendapati diri Anda menerima agresi, tindakan terbaik adalah tetap tenang dan menjauh dari situasi itu. Hal ini mungkin melibatkan membiarkan pengemudi lain lewat, menepi dengan aman, atau mengambil tindakan lain yang sesuai untuk menenangkan situasi.
It's more likely that people don't know anything about the person, whether they are on the receiving end of road rage or indeed the protagonist. We'd always say that it's important that you don't engage in any behaviour that will further antagonise or inflame the situation.
Statistik resmi tentang insiden kemarahan di jalan tidak tersedia secara nasional di Australia. Namun, survei pada tahun 2024 yang dilakukan oleh situs perbandingan Finder menunjukkan bahwa 3 dari 4 warga Australia pernah mengalami kemarahan di jalan. Asuransi mobil biasanya menanggung kerusakan material akibat kemarahan di jalan, dan biasanya perusahaan asuransi mobil pelakulah yang membayar biayanya. Demikian dikatakan oleh Tim Bennett, pakar asuransi Finder.
The ideal outcome is if there is an incident where there is some damage to a car, both cars stop and get each other's details. Now, that's not always possible, especially if someone's being aggressive. If that's the case, take steps to try to document what happened as quickly as possible. At the very least, try and get that license plate number as quickly as you can.
Pelaku insiden kemarahan di jalan yang mengakibatkan klaim biasanya akan mengalami kenaikan premi asuransinya. Sayangnya, hal yang sama juga berlaku bagi pengemudi yang menerima perilaku marah di jalanan itu. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Bennett.
If you are at fault in any sort of crash or incident that requires an insurance payout, your premiums will go up, and I think that's fairly reasonable. Unfortunately, it can also happen that someone who is the victim of a road rage incident who has to make a claim can sometimes also see an impact on their premiums. For example, a no-claim bonus can sometimes be lost as a result of it. It does depend on your insurer. Some car insurers are a little bit more lenient with that when it comes to who's at fault, and some are not.
Sebagai penumpang dari pengemudi yang menunjukkan perilaku kemarahan di jalan juga bisa serba salah. Profesor Kirby merekomendasikan beberapa strategi untuk mengalihkan perhatian dan menenangkan pengemudi tanpa menggunakan frase seperti tetap tenang yang mungkin justru memperburuk reaksi dari pengemudi itu.
One of the big, most important things is if you can try to validate their upsetness, you know, that was tricky or that looked difficult, that kind of makes them feel heard or validated in some way for whatever happened. And then that can open the window, so to speak, for them to be more open to not retaliating. And then you might offer a suggestion depending on how well you know the person. But what if we turn the radio on? And what if you just jump away from this person? Or, hey, do you want to pull over?
Mengemudi dengan aman dan bertanggung jawab mengharuskan Anda beroperasi pada tingkat perhatian, kesabaran, dan pertimbangan yang optimal pada saat berada di jalanan. Profesor Kirby menyarankan untuk menyadari, memahami, dan memberikan manfaat bagi pengemudi lain.
This will all depend on the situation you find yourself in. But my advice is try not to jump to conclusions. Try to be as forgiving as you can. There's no need to get into a tit-for-tat situation. You know, people make mistakes. Unfortunately, mistakes on the road are dangerous, and that's why we can sometimes, in our reaction, go too far. But the idea is you have to kind of be attentive and aware as best you can and try to recognize that we all make mistakes.
Nah, pendengar, demikianlah tadi laporan dari Australia Explain mengenai road rage atau kemarahan di jalan yang disusun oleh Soito Maido dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.